Center. This is Teresa. May I help you?
Hey, Teresa. This is Brian Sykes. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Is now still a good time to touch base?
Yeah. Awesome. I actually sent you the questions and my answers.
Yeah, I saw that. I appreciate you doing that. So I've rephrased them a little bit, but they're the same question. I just thought they were a little more clear when I had them rewritten. But they're in the same order. And if you're ready, we can just kind of jump into it and go through it.
Sure. Do you mind if I put you on speakerphone, or do you think it won't sound as good?
That'll be fine. Be fine.
I'll put it close to me.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Okay. I kind of wanted you to know where my stopping point was, because I'm not good at this kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to get you the questions ahead of time, so you could think through them and see how, you know, what works for you as far as answering.
I'm glad you did. That's usually what I ask anybody to do that wants to call me for an interview, so I can. I hate hearing my voice, first of all.
That's the way everybody is. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm so southern.
You're fine. You're perfectly fine.
I appreciate that. And let me say this before I forget. Mercedes had a suicide in her family.
Oh, no.
We may not hear from her for a while. It's been pretty devastating. She doesn't know that I know that, but her best friend works here at the college, Danica Bunch. And so I called Danica this morning and I said, I knew she got engaged, and I thought, well, maybe she's on her honeymoon. Maybe she got married, she's on her honeymoon. I didn't know. But anyway, she told me what happened. So.
Right. Yeah, that's challenging for sure.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, to get started, I'm just going to ask you a few questions, and I want to wrap up with a chance for you to let people know more about the SBC and how it can be a benefit to the businesses locally. So we'll just kind of jump into this, and you answer as you've got it. So first question is, what would have been an obstacle that would have prevented you from using Brian Sykes of AdJourney for teaching or consulting at the SBC?
Well, I don't think there's ever been an obstacle. When I took over the Small Business Center about 4 years ago, I wanted to use as much local talent as I could to teach our business seminars. I knew about Brian, so I communicated that to him, and the rest was easy. I guess if there had been any obstacle at all, it would have been if Brian had not been available, but that's not ever been an issue. Most recently, now during this pandemic, Brian is one of our guest counselors, helping our clients figure out how to restructure their marketing strategy in this unusual time that we've got. So all I have to do is ask him, and he makes himself available, so it's pretty easy.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Number two, what results or positive outcomes did you experience as a result of Brian Sykes of AdJourney providing lectures and consultation to the students at the SBC?
Oh, I know how much his attendees love him. Sometimes I sit in his classes, and I always learn a lot myself. Other times I'm in my office, which is next door to the classroom, and I can hear how much fun they're having. I always love to hear that. He makes it very interactive with the students. He gets excellent evaluations and comments. People tell me, or they'll email me. For example, recently we have hired him as a guest counselor, and I've gotten two emails back from two clients that he's worked with as a guest counselor for the pandemic funding that we have. One of them said, "Wow, I can't believe how much he gave me to work with." And the other one said, "After working with Brian, I know I can do this."
That's awesome. That's awesome. The last lady I worked with in counseling, she was just giddy almost when we got off the phone. So that was good.
I could tell. I actually talked to her on the phone too. She was beside herself. She was so happy.
That's great. With her, the thing she needed was just confidence, and somebody coming along behind saying you can do this was kind of just the prompt she wanted. Number three, what specific feature or detail of the service did you find most valuable about Brian Sykes' process or style of teaching and communicating?
Well, one of the things I noticed early on, just from sitting in the classes, is that Brian has a very sharp memory. He tends to remember his students' names. He goes around and asks them, tell us your name and what your business is, or what you're planning for your business to be. And he retains that information throughout the class, which I think is pretty incredible. And then, but what's great about it is he makes the content relevant on the spot based on what their needs are, the different needs of the students in the class. And he never shies away from their questions and giving them really good examples.
Thank you. Yeah, that's something I enjoy doing because I want to make it relevant.
Exactly.
Number four. What are three other benefits you discovered while working with Brian of AdJourney that sets Brian apart or pleasantly surprised you?
When I started working with Brian, I asked him to create a hands-on branding workshop, which he did. We talked on the phone about it and through email and so forth.
Yeah.
I'm a visual learner and a hands-on learner, and that's what works for me. I think not everybody I know has that learning style, but it worked out great. He went right to work putting together the workshop for logo design, branding, and telling your story. And the logo class is my personal favorite. I've sat in it a couple of times. And what Brian will do is he'll work with each student's logo, or if they don't have one yet, but they do have an idea, then he's got so much experience at what he's doing that he can pretty much visualize a logo right on the spot. He'll draw it on the whiteboard and he'll work with it. And another thing that I enjoy about his style is he'll ask them what their colors are, or maybe he knows what certain colors go with, you know, the feel or the nuance of the business. I don't know. You can tell I don't know what I'm talking about, but to watch him is pretty incredible, because he can just literally come up with it right on the spot with the shape of it, the font, everything. It's great to watch.
Well, thank you. Yeah, 21 years of anything, you should get pretty proficient, right?
That's true.
Number five, would you recommend Brian or AdJourney for consultation or marketing support? And if so, why?
Yes, absolutely. I have recommended Brian to all of the Small Business Center directors in North Carolina. There are 58 of us. I feel certain that he has worked with some of them, maybe that are not so far away. I also recommend him to my clients. I know that several have contacted him and have worked with him. The breadth and depth of his marketing experience in design is incredible, and so he can do a lot of. He's done a lot of good for some of our clients, and I'm very grateful for that, and they are too.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else that you might would add? Other thoughts you might have about me or the business?
Other than Brian being one of the nicest and easiest to work with people I know, and just always being there, I contact him every semester about doing seminars for us in the classroom. He's always available. He has great ideas. He comes up with things for new classes that I don't even think about. And something that we've done, that we're in the process of doing, is transitioning our in-class seminars to webinars. Brian and I have not gotten a chance to talk about that yet, but we will get around to that maybe in the next month or two, and I feel like we'll be able to work out some online resources and webinars for folks to be able to attend soon, hopefully.
Sure, that sounds awesome. Now, from your side of things, Teresa, what are some things that the SBC makes available through Sandhills Community College, and how can people kind of get in touch with you for future opportunities?
Well, I'll start out with my contact information. My email address is reynoldst@sandhills.edu, reynoldst@sandhills.edu. My office phone number is 910-695-3938. And the website for the Small Business Center is easy to get to. You just simply type in sandhills.edu/SBC. So here's what we do. annually, we offer somewhere between 50 and 100 in-class seminars. Now that has turned into webinars, which right. makes it even better because more people can attend since they can do it from home or from work or from their device.
Right.
And we hire experts from all over the state. Brian just happens to be a local expert, and as I said, I wanted to pull in local talent for their benefit and for ours as well, and for our clients' benefit. I do one-on-one or one-on-two counseling for business startups. I work with entrepreneurs or people who have an idea,
yeah.
and we work toward getting that business started. And I also work with folks who are already in business, and maybe they've been in business for 20 years, but they're not savvy in social media, or maybe they need some marketing, and I'll refer them to Brian, or maybe they need to work on a business plan, and they have an idea for a second business. And I've worked with people who have not opened a business. I've been doing this for about 4 years. I've been at the college 27 years, but I've been doing the Small Business Center for about 4 years. And I've got about 350 clients
in that length
of time. We haven't, not everyone has started a business. Not everyone will. Some people aren't ready yet, even from 4 years ago. Some people are in the military. They're not going to do it till they retire. But we try to make available at no cost to the client or to the seminar attendee every resource possible to help them get what they need to get their business started or to continue to sustain it.
Right,
right now, the federal government, we're funded through the state, but right now the federal government has given all 58 communities, all of the 58 community colleges in North Carolina, some extra funding to hire guest counselors. I've never had money to
right.
do this before. And so, as you know, Brian, I've hired you to work with several of our current clients right now for
right.
marketing, and the list goes on. I'm working on some other projects this month, so I'm hoping to get in contact with more people and offer this resource to them, and we've marketed it through several different ways. I'm sure you've told people about it, Constant Contact, the web,
yeah.
the pilot did a news release on it, so we've been able to reach quite a few people, and we want to continue. This money's time-stamped, so we've got to spend it as quickly as we can. So anyone in Moore County or Hope County who's in business, if they could talk to an expert in any topic related to their business, if they'll just get in touch with me, we'll talk first, and then I will get them in touch with the expert.
Right. No, that's awesome. I know you've been a valuable resource here in Moore County, and I've referred many businesses that are in that startup phase to contact you and take classes that are available through the college.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, Teresa, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate your kind words, and looking forward to continue working with you guys in the future.
Absolutely. Me too. Thank you so much, Brian. It's been great talking to you.
Thanks. Bye, ma'am.
Bye-bye.